local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5, and it's the Little Friday edition of the show. It's a Thursday, y'all. Dr. Bill's got our forecast coming up, and also this morning, Captain Bobby Arriscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report coming your way. We do all that on a Thursday morning, plus talk to you at 343-0106.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan, and this weekend, the inaugural Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo at the grounds. We'll be there with FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors live at 10 on Saturday. Come out for hunting, fishing, outdoor products, and services, plus guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of the Cowboy Way, Alabama. That is Saturday and Sunday at the grounds, the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo. Come see us live for a special edition of FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors starting at 10 on Saturday. 610 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, transitional day as we get a little bit of rain in the mix and then cool down by maybe as much as 10 degrees. Dr. Bill will talk more about that in depth coming up at 6:35. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, Mobile police are looking for a second suspect in the Ladd People shooting, which happened last month when 9 people were injured. Now, the suspect already charged is 17-year-old LaFleur High School student D'Angelo Parnell. Now, ballistics tests, though, now show a second shooter was involved. Parnell has been charged with 9 counts of attempted murder involving the shooting. According to the Public Safety Director, James Barber, police realize that there may have been shots fired at Parnell. Initially, though, while reviewing security footage, they could not see a second shooter, but ballistics exams confirmed 380 caliber shell casings were on the scene. Parnell had a 9mm gun, according to police. Now, once police continued to review security camera footage, they saw that shots continued to be fired after Parnell had stopped shooting and was trying to run from the scene. Public safety director says that he, quote, did not think Parnell is even aware of who or if or anybody else fired. And he goes on to tell AL.com, quote, we are looking into who shot who at this point. We're relatively confident that we are dealing with a second shooter and we need someone to come forward and identify them. Parnell has pleaded not guilty. If you have information regarding this case, you're encouraged to contact Mobile Police. Blount High School was put on a brief lockdown Wednesday after a student brings a BB gun to school. That's according to the Mobile County Public School System. According to the MCPSS spokesperson, the student did not make any threats to other people with the gun. The lockdown was lifted a short time later and before the last bell of the day after Pritchard Police investigated. No further details have been released on this student. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man living in Auburn has been arrested on a terrorism charge. The FBI says Naif Khashoggi told agents he would execute a U.S. soldier if ordered by the Islamic State. He arrived in the U.S. in 2015 to study nursing at a community college. He has been charged with lying to federal agents and destroying records. Alberta police say someone is using their phone number as part of a scam. The person is calling residents claiming his name is Officer Mitchell. Alberta police say no one by that name works on the force. Spring Hill's volleyball coach could become the winningest volleyball coach in any division. Peggy Martin has 1,347 career wins. Tonight, as the Badgers host the University of Mobile, she is looking for win number 1,348. Martin has coached at Spring Hill for more than a decade. Many of her wins came at the University of Central Missouri, where she coached for over 30 years. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hey, talk with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and football season's here, man.
Finally, thank goodness.
Yeah, and I'm fired up for football season and competitive about football, but also competitive about entertaining during football games there in the backyard. But I know I need a little help.
Sure, and we would love to help you with
okay.
that.
Okay.
So to get started, what you would do is just give us a call, and we have one of our landscape designers come out. We will just talk about how you're going to use the space, what you're going to use it for, how many people are going to be there, and then we start taking cues from what you like, color, shapes, textures, and we start taking cues from the home itself and the neighborhood, any other existing landscapes, and we just come up with a comprehensive plan that's going to meet all of your needs.
Does it have a comprehensive plan with an outdoor kitchen that I can entertain around?
We can certainly make that happen.
That's how you win. And what I also like is if people want to see the work you've already done, it's posted online for them to see.
Yeah, you can find it on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or online at sextonlandscapes.com.
All right, for the win, Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Check them out today.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile. Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we start in college football. Alabama head coach Nick Saban announced yesterday that Alabama defensive lineman LaBrian Ray is now expected to miss at least 6 weeks after undergoing foot surgery. Ray suffered the injury during Saturday's win at South Carolina. Saban added that the timetable for his return will depend on the progress throughout treatment and rehabilitation. Ray was a preseason All-SEC selection. He has 4 tackles, 1 sack, and a forced fumble so far this season. The undefeated and second-ranked Tide hosts Southern Miss on Saturday at 11 a.m., and they'll be depending on a lot of freshmen on that defensive front. If you like seeing behind the scenes in college football, HBO announced yesterday that Arizona State, Florida, Penn State, and Washington State will all be featured in a new all-access college football series titled 24/7 College Football. It's expected to begin in October. According to a press release, the 4-part documentary will showcase the lives of head coaches Dan Mullen, James Franklin, Herm Edwards, and Mike Leach, who everyone loves and wants to see more of, along with players and assistant coaches, all over a one-week period during the regular season. First episode will focus on the University of Florida and will chronicle the week leading up to the Gators game against Towson on September the 28th. It'll air at 9 p.m. on October the 2nd. In NFL news, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees underwent surgery on his right thumb yesterday. That's on his throwing hand. The veteran quarterback posted a picture on his Instagram post-surgery, calling the procedure a success. Saints head coach Sean Payton declined to name a starter for the Saints' first game without Brees on Sunday at Seattle. Payton told media that the team is planning on using two quarterbacks and veteran Teddy Bridgewater and dual-threat athlete Taysom Hill. Payton said he believes the Saints could gain a tactical advantage by forcing the Seahawks to prepare for two quarterbacks with different styles. Saints play at Seattle at 3:25 p.m. on Sunday. Right now, the Seahawks are currently favored by 4 points. In Major League Baseball last night, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 4-1. Bryce Harper hit his 32nd home run of the year, and the Phillies have now won two in a row over Atlanta. The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 5-1. Pete Alonso hit his Major League leading 49th home run, tying the record for most by a rookie, and his New York Mets beat the Colorado Rockies 7-4. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Chicago Cubs 3-2 in 10 innings. Tampa Bay beat the LA Dodgers 8-7 in 11 innings. Houston got the win over Texas 3-2. San Francisco Giants crushed the Boston Red Sox 11-3. The LA Angels beat the New York Yankees 3-2. Arizona got the win over Miami 5-4. Oakland beat Kansas City 1-0 in 11 innings. Toronto won a high-scoring game over Baltimore 11-10. San Diego beat Milwaukee 2-1. And the Chicago White Sox beat Minnesota 3-1. 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What's that noise?
Noise?
Yeah, that.
No, it's my way of showing my appreciation to Jack Green for saving me so much money on my insurance.
Sounds like it's coming from the storage room.
Don't go in there.
Yeah, would you mind letting me out of here? It's getting a bit stuffy.
Oh my gosh, is that?
It is.
Sweet holy Moses.
I'm sick to death of seeing that lizard on TV telling me what to do with my 15 minutes.
And?
Well, the joke's on him, because that's exactly how long it took me to string him up by the kookaburras.
Jack Green is not going to appreciate this one bit.
Sure he will. I'm his spokesperson.
You're a loony.
Oh, be quiet and eat your houseflies. Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency today and find out how you can save money on your auto, all types of commercial equipment and business insurance. Ask about wind coverage, too. It's likely you're paying way too much.
That's what I'm all about, saving people money on their...
You just need to worry about saving oxygen right now, sweetheart.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continues. You're traveling now from Airport, Dauphin, and Spring Hill at 65. No problems across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort to Malvis, and Loxley. It's been a good ride along I-10 so far this morning. The South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 621 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you here, Sean and Dalton. Dr. Bill's on the way just about just a little over 10 minutes from now. Weather discussion. He probably has some good news if you're like me and tired of the heat. He'll talk about a little cool down and also three named storms in the tropics. So talk about all that straight ahead. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A 21-year-old local music artist is on the run and Mobile Police needs your help because he should be considered armed and dangerous. Police confirmed they're looking for 21-year-old Colby Crawford. His stage name is No Cap. He's wanted on two active warrants for shooting into an occupied dwelling and reckless endangerment, which happened earlier this month. According to authorities, he is known to carry firearms. No Cap is a local rap artist. His billboard's even seen around town. If you know where Colby Crawford, a.k.a. No Cap, is, you're encouraged to call Crime Stoppers. That hotline is 251-208-7211. And remember, you can remain anonymous. Is it hot enough for you? Wednesday marked the second straight day of record-breaking temperatures for Mobile and a few other cities in the state of Alabama. According to the National Weather Service, Mobile, Tuscaloosa, Anniston, and Montgomery all set or tied record highs on Wednesday. Anniston hit 98 degrees, breaking their record of 97 set in 2010. Birmingham hit 97 degrees. Their record was 101 in 1927. Here in Mobile, 100 degrees. We broke the record of 96 degrees set in 2018, 2005, and 1925. And over in Troy, 101 degrees. Tuscaloosa saw 99 degrees, tying their record last set in 2010. Here's some good news. Slightly cooler weather is expected in our forecast for today and tomorrow. Some cities may see some rain, but that's why we bring in Dr. Bill. He's going to join us in a few short minutes right here in Mobile Mornings to give us the very latest on our weather forecast for today, tomorrow, into the weekend, and the beginning of next work week. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
At 624, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, and it is a Thursday. Glad to have you here. Dr. Bill's on the way just about 10 minutes from right now. Also, segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and as my buddy here, Dalton, has re-experienced, not all companies give you the luxury of a appointment time on a certain day.
That's right.
You were given a spectrum of like hours and hours and hours.
It was a 16-hour window they expected me to be available for the other day. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, okay, so the people at 1-800-GOT-JUNK don't do that to you.
No, and then on top of that, you know, they showed up to the house and were unable to complete what they were coming there to do. So they gave me 16 hours to be prepared for their arrival, and then once they got there, they weren't able to finish the job.
Okay, so the opposite, the yin to the yang, the flip side of that coin is 1-800-GOT-JUNK, because when you go to the website or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, they'll actually give you a day and a time of day, and if you agree on that time, then they book the appointment, they show up then, they quote you a price to do the job. If you say yes, they get to work. That could be inside your house, could be outside your house, could be a storage unit, could be an office, anywhere. A house you're getting ready to sell. If you've got junk and you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And that's my buddy Trey Bennett. Of course, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, big name, big company, but the local franchisee, 11 years, a friend of mine, doing great work in Mobile and Baldwin counties. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK with Trey and online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, and get that appointment time. It's no 16-hour spectrum
When I hear those, I'm like, are you serious? How do people, how do you do that in, like, work?
Mm-hmm. And I had to, you know, they didn't tell me they were going to be there. I had to call the home office and say, hey, I know I've got a schedule. I know I've got someone scheduled. Oh, yeah, that'll be today. You can expect them between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. We're going to play some clips from it here in just a little bit. But Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson, a guest yesterday on Midday Mobile, talking about this Plan B for the Mobile Civic Center. And that's something I'd love to hear from you about as well. It does keep the Civic Center Auditorium. It does keep the theater. Mm-hmm. You lose Expo Hall, but you then add in... So those parts would still belong to the city. Then this Cordish Development Group could come in with residential properties, which I think is going to be a pushback, at least from some members of the city council. Also, the parking deck and entertainment area and all
live,
these things going in. Yeah,
right.
The live concept, I guess that's mm-hmm. what they do around the country. This Cordish company, Live, is their concept. This is something you can check out. Our news partners have a graphic up here, WKRG.com. You can check out and see what they're talking about. And we'll love to hear from you. Is this a solution? Is this protect Mardi Gras and the balls? Protect having a venue downtown for music shows or whatever on ice? Or monster trucks? Or
Monster trucks on ice?
Write that down.
I'm writing
that down.
Right,
we're going to work on that.
And if you did miss the interview yesterday with the mayor or with Mike Gallagher, who was in town, mm-hmm. talked with Sean some, that's on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Just click the podcast tab. Hour number one, the first half of that hour is Sean's conversation with the mayor. And after that, you can hear him talk with Mike Gallagher.
Which I think is really cool. Mike Gallagher in town to be with two of his biggest donors in his charitable efforts. His show heard around the nation. The two biggest donors came from right here in Mobile. Proud of y'all. Y'all are great. Be right back.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Bryant-Denny Stadium was lit up in blue last night honoring a fallen Tuscaloosa police officer. Officer Dornell Cousette was shot and killed Monday. A vigil is scheduled for tonight, a celebration of life scheduled for Sunday. A man was killed in a motorcycle crash in Escambia County, Florida. This happened last night just before 9 o'clock on Burnville Road near Crary Road in Century. According to authorities, Richard Goodwin ran off the road and hit a tree. Mobile police are now looking for a second shooter who fired shots during a football game at Ladd Peoples Stadium last month. Public Safety Director James Barber says evidence shows two guns were fired from two different locations. The Sems Fire Department is getting a boost from a local sandwich shop. Firehouse Subs donated more than $10,000 to the agency. The fire chief says that money will be used to buy a new hose. With WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney.
If you love the outdoors along the Great Gulf Coast, then don't miss the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Come out for hunting, fishing, and outdoor products and services, guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of The Cowboy Way, Alabama. They bring the kiddos for a meet and greet and photo ops. Learn how to call turkeys or how to shoot like a pro with the pros during campfire chats. On the fishing side, saltwater, freshwater, rivers, lakes, you name it. During dockside reports, experienced captains and tournament winners will teach you the tricks of the trade. Bass, red snapper, offshore fishing, all a breeze after these captains fill you in on how to reel them in. Good old family fun and entertainment at the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Weekend pass tickets are just $10 and children under 12 are free. To purchase tickets, find schedule lineups and more, go to gchuntfishexpo.com. That's gchuntfishexpo.com.
For nearly 17 years, Lanyap has been dedicated to bringing Mobile and Baldwin counties the most extensive news, commentary, investigative reporting, cuisine, sports, and arts and entertainment coverage. When another publication decided to transform into a statewide website, we became even more committed to being your hometown newspaper, recently adding a Baldwin County edition as well, and keeping check on elected officials, covering state, city, and county governments, police and fire departments, and our criminal justice system, plus features on the people who make our area special and unique, all of the things a new
newspaper should do. Locally owned, our management and staff live here, not 257 miles away. We report the stories that are important to you because they're important to us. And to the over 80,000 readers who pick up our paper every week or read online at lanyapmobile.com, thank you. And also our advertisers who make all of this possible. We hope we have become one of the many strands in the tapestry that is this great community, and we plan to serve you for many, many years to come. Because at Lanyap, we're more than just a website.
Iran's foreign minister warning this morning that any military action against his country over the strike on Saudi Arabia's oil industry will result in, quote, all-out war.
A military confrontation based on deception is awful. We'll have a lot of casualties.
Zarif's comments to CNN appeared to be in response to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who referred to the attack on the Saudi installations as an act of war. With Israel's election deadlocked, former General Benny Gantz, leader of the Blue and White parties, has just said Israelis want a unity government now. This after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on Gantz to join him and his traditional allies in a unity government. A flash flood emergency warning is in effect for areas east of Houston as Tropical Depression Imelda dumps rainfall on parts of Texas. High water rescues are underway in some areas now because of the rising water. On Wall Street, stocks losing ground in overnight pre-market trading. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. AT&T is exploring parting with its DirecTV unit, a reversal from CEO Randall Stephenson's strategy to make the $49 billion bet on the satellite provider a key piece of the phone giant's future. The Wall Street Journal says the telecom giant has considered various options, including a spinoff of DirecTV into a separate public company and a combination of DirecTV's assets with Dish Network, its satellite TV rival. AT&T acquired DirecTV in 2015. Tracy Britt Kuhl, one of Warren Buffett's key lieutenants in recent years, is leaving Berkshire Hathaway to create a mini Berkshire of her own. Britt Kuhl joined Berkshire in 2009 at 25 as Buffett's financial assistant, a job he created for her. In 2014, she became CEO of Pampered Chef, a cookware company owned by Berkshire, now 35. She wants to build an investment vehicle that acquires companies for the long term, like Berkshire does. On Wall Street, futures are modestly lower. And that's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Let me pull the curtain back for a second there. During the news break, we're talking with Dr. Bill, and he's reading off the high temperatures yesterday and the records broken. And I kind of look like, you know, one of those people that actually feels remorse in court as they read the charges against them and their heads hang low and they shake their head. That's how I felt, Dr. Bill. I felt like it was like, oh my gosh, not 100. Give us the temperatures here. We broke records yesterday.
Yeah, the dreaded 100 was reached yesterday, and that broke the old record of 96 degrees, which was set, three times, 1918, I think it was 1923, and then 2005. So 96 is over with, but 100 yesterday at the airport. Pensacola hit 102, and up in Andalusia in Alabama, 104 yesterday.
Golly. And,
yeah, it looks like we're going to bring an end to that excessive heat because we have a cold front that is just about to move through, and we'll drop the temperature a bit. It's coming in from Georgia and northeast Alabama. It's now getting into south Alabama, and we'll move offshore tonight. It could produce a few scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, and officially, so far for the month of September at the airport, absolutely zero rainfall. No rainfall at all at the airport, but we have a chance of picking up some this afternoon. Today's high, just a mere 90 degrees.
Wow!
About 10 degrees cooler. And about 90 for this afternoon, with clouds increasing late this morning and this afternoon, and again, those showers moving in. Then tonight, the showers come to an end in the evening, and we'll see a low of about 71, 72 degrees. And then tomorrow should be mostly sunny and dry, with a high in the upper 80s, which is just about normal for this time of the year. Now, looking at the rest of the forecast for the weekend, well, mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday, dry weather with highs near 90 degrees. And then next week, sunny on Monday, 92. Tuesday and Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, isolated thunderstorms, and 95 degrees for Tuesday and Wednesday. So let's enjoy today, tomorrow, and the weekend, in which we'll see temperatures close to normal.
Yeah, it's a situation where when you mentioned 90 degrees after where we've been, you'll be like, ooh, it's a chill in the air. It's just refreshing. 90. Holy cow.
I wish we had some cooler temperatures at night, but if you want to take a quick drive up to North Alabama tonight, they'll have readings in the low 60s. That means if you're up in Mount Cheaha, you might even get into the upper 50s.
Road trip yeah. Time. We're heading up there. Let's talk some tropics, Dr. Bill. What are you watching there?
Still a lot of activity. Of course, Imelda, which is a tropical depression, producing a lot of rain still over East Texas and Louisiana. It's gradually moving inland. And then we have Tropical Storm Jerry, which is closing in on the northern Leeward Islands. Still a ways to go yet, but it's going to move northwest and should stay out in the open Atlantic. And, of course, Umberto is headed northeast out into the North Atlantic Ocean. We also have a tropical wave in the eastern Caribbean that could develop over the next few days. Another one about halfway between Africa and the Caribbean with such possibility there. And then another tropical wave coming off the African coast. So it's still very, very busy across the Atlantic, the Gulf, and the Caribbean.
All right. And we talk about the second half of hurricane season. It's a lot of people, and we talked about in the past, it seems like national media says, well, with October and the closing of hurricane season, no, wait. Hurricane season goes on into November, right?
It does. The end of November and October has always been a fairly active month, particularly the first half of the month. And but this year it looks like we will see quite a bit of activity, just like we have now, and we'll continue on into October.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Right now, time to check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Tons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue with light traffic, no delays. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. It's been a good ride and no problems coming in from the Eastern Shore. The Bayway, the Causeway, perfect start in the morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Aggies of Texas A&M on your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by T. Bachelor & Son Heating and Cooling, 639-9234. First South Farm Credit, your land and ag lending experts in Bay Minette. Azalea City Hand and Rehab with the hands-on approach. And Baldwin Mutual Insurance, providing outstanding property and casualty coverage. Pre-game broadcast at 11:30 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5, and there is some light at the end of the tunnel. Cool light, says Dr. Ooh. Bill, by tomorrow. 90. Everything is relative in this world, right? When it's, you know, normally you'd say 90 degrees, my gosh. When it's been 102 or whatever, 90 is going to feel fantastic.
Yeah, so seriously.
I'm for that. That's
it's all relative.
High today and possibly some rain in your neighborhood. More updates from Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. Right now, Kelly has her headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We now have more information on a recent two-vehicle crash. It claimed the life of one person and injured another. The crash occurred on U.S. 84 east of Coffeyville, with a surviving person being transported to a Mobile hospital. 42-year-old Alvin Peters was killed when his pickup truck crossed the center line and collided head-on with a Mack truck. A truck driver has been identified as 46-year-old Jermaine Mayfield of Waynesboro, Mississippi. Now, Peters was not wearing his seatbelt. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Mayfield, meantime, was transported by helicopter to USA Medical Center here in the Port City. He did survive, but the extent of his injuries have not yet been released at this hour. The show must go on. After reports surfaced that there was a mold issue at the Sanger, we now know Moon Taxi's upcoming show is postponed until November due to repair work happening at the theater. SMG released a statement this week saying that the situation involved a small amount of non-toxic mold, but that an extensive cleanup was being conducted, quote, out of an abundance of caution. The problem was discovered in August. The Sanger announced on Wednesday that the Moon Taxi concert was scheduled for October 4th. It has now been rescheduled for Saturday, November 9th. It will remain at the Sanger, and all previously purchased tickets will be valid for the new date. Now, if you want to request a refund for your tickets, you can take them back to the place of purchase for your money back. The Mobile Symphony Orchestra, they had to move their season opener to the Civic Center. That's coming up this weekend. Now, more shows next month may be impacted at the Sanger, but SMG says those decisions, quote, will be made on a case-by-case basis. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan, and this weekend, the inaugural Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo at the grounds. We'll be there with FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors live at 10 on Saturday. Come out for hunting, fishing, outdoor products, and services, plus guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of The Cowboy Way, Alabama. That is Saturday and Sunday at the grounds, the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo. Come see us live for a special edition of FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors starting at 10 on Saturday.
Hey, this is Chuck McKay. After a tough year of chemo last year, I was having issues with sleep, my energy level, and aches and pains that just would not get better, even with medication. I heard friends say CBD had helped them with similar issues and thought, I need to at least try this stuff. I knew Joe Brown had opened Your CBD Store of West Mobile on Hillcrest. So I skeptically went to see if CBD could help me. I felt hope as soon as Joe started talking. He asked what I was experiencing, carefully explained how CBD works with the body, then suggested Your CBD Store products and dosage that had worked for his other customers. I started that day, and within days, I was sleeping again, and my body and just life felt good again. Listen, if you suffer from pain or anxiety, please see Joe at Your CBD Store of West Mobile. Don't let skepticism of CBD keep you from feeling better another day. And please, shop local. It helps us all.
Visit Your CBD Store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man living in Auburn has been arrested on a terrorism charge. The FBI says Naif Khashoggi told agents he would execute a U.S. soldier if ordered by the Islamic State. He arrived in the U.S. in 2015 to study nursing at a community college. He has been charged with lying to federal agents and destroying records. Alberta police say someone is using their phone number as part of a scam. The person is calling residents claiming his name is Officer Mitchell. Alberta police say no one by that name works on the force. Spring Hill's volleyball coach could become the winningest volleyball coach in any division. Peggy Martin has 1,347 career wins. Tonight, as the Badgers host the University of Mobile, she is looking for win number 1,348. Martin has coached at Spring Hill for more than a decade. Many of her wins came at the University of Central Missouri, where she coached for over 30 years. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic check, westbound I-10 around the 30-mile marker. We've got a disabled 18-wheeler on the right median. Not really affecting traffic, but you'll see the flashing lights of the ASAP truck trying to move that one out of the roadway. Accident-free conditions continue so far on the way in this morning. The Serpent to Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art, books, and clothing to oddity items, see them at SerpentsOfBienville.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Drew Brees has surgery on his throwing hand. Alabama head coach Nick Saban gives an update on defensive lineman LeBrian Ray, and a major league rookie ties a home run record. It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Alabama head coach Nick Saban announced yesterday that Alabama defensive lineman LeBrian Ray is expected to miss at least 6 weeks after undergoing foot surgery. Ray suffered the injury during Saturday's win at South Carolina. Saban added that the timetable for his return will depend on his progress throughout treatment and rehab. Ray was a preseason All-SEC selection. So far this year, he has 4 tackles, 1 sack, and a forced fumble. The undefeated and second-ranked Tide hosts Southern Miss on Saturday at 11 a.m. If you like seeing behind the scenes in the college football world, HBO announced yesterday that Arizona State, Florida, Penn State, and Washington State will all be featured in a new all-access college football series titled 24/7 College Football, beginning in October. According to a press release, the 4-part documentary will showcase the lives of head coaches Dan Mullen, James Franklin, Herm Edwards, and this is the one I'm excited about, Mike Leach, will be featured, along with players and assistant coaches all over a one-week period during the regular season. Sean, did you see the video that went viral on Twitter? Mike Leach was asked who would win in a mascot war in the Pac-12. You know, you got the Bruins, you got the Cougars.
I have not seen this.
And he went through each mascot, and he said, well, you got the Cougar, and that would... He goes on for about 4 minutes for... Just one of the most fun coaches in all of sports.
Googling right now.
The first episode will focus on Florida, chronicling the week leading up to the Gators game against Towson on September the 28th. It'll air at 9 p.m. on October the 2nd. In NFL news, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees underwent surgery on his right throwing thumb yesterday. Veteran quarterback posted a picture on his Instagram post-surgery. He called the procedure a success. Saints head coach Sean Payton declined to name a starter for the Saints' first game without Brees when they play at Seattle on Sunday. Payton told media that the team is planning on using 2 quarterbacks, with veteran Teddy Bridgewater and dual-threat athlete Taysom Hill. Payton said that he believes the Saints could gain a tactical advantage by forcing the Seahawks to prepare for 2 quarterbacks with totally different styles. Saints play at Seattle 3:25 on Sunday.
Seahawks currently favored by 4 points. In Major League Baseball last night, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 4-1. Bryce Harper hit his 32nd home run of the year to put up Philly 2-1.
A high fly ball to right center field. Towering shot. Acuna going back. It is gone! Into the back of the Braves bullpen.
Phillies have won two in a row over Atlanta. The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 5-1. New York Mets rookie Pete Alonso hit his major league leading 49th home run, tying the record for the most by a rookie.
And the curveball rocketed to left field. Forget that. That is way, way out of here. To the back of the bleachers and left. Number 49 for Pete Alonso to get the Mets back within a run.
Alonso's homer helped lead his New York Mets to a 7-4 win over the Colorado Rockies. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Chicago Cubs 3-2 in extra innings. Tampa Bay beat the LA Dodgers 8-7 in 11 innings. Houston got the win over Texas 3-2. The San Francisco Giants crushed the Boston Red Sox 11-3. The LA Angels beat the New York Yankees 3-2. Arizona beat Miami 5-4. Oakland beat Kansas City 1-0 in 11 innings. Toronto won a high-scoring game over Baltimore 11-10. San Diego beat Milwaukee 2-1, and the Chicago White Sox beat Minnesota 3-1. It's 6:51 on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Make sure you check out Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise and this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
6:53, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, just about an hour away from Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Get you ready for the weekend. It will cool down, and everything's relative. It'll still be in the 90s, upper 80s or 90s, but after where we've been, it's definitely a cool down. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Scary moments at an Alabama courthouse after shots were fired, sending one person to the hospital. On Wednesday, those shots were fired at the Jackson County Courthouse, which is in the northeast portion of Alabama in a town called Scottsboro. According to WAFF-TV, they're reporting that the commission chairman says a man walked into the courthouse with a gun. The Scottsboro fire chief says one person was flown to a hospital
after what he describes as a shooting involving a law enforcement officer. According to a Facebook post on the county commission's page, the courthouse is now closed. If you're looking for something fun to do that's both educational and easy on your budget, this weekend is your weekend to head to the museum. Museum Day is Saturday, September the 21st. That's when you can choose from several of Mobile's museums to visit for absolutely free. Those museums include the Mobile Museum of Art, the Battleship, the Condi Charlotte House, and the Dolphin Island Sea Lab. For more information, you can go to smithsonian.mag for your tickets. Again, that's this Saturday, September the 21st. It's Museum Day. The following museums are participating: the Mobile Museum of Art, the Battleship, the Condi Charlotte House, and the Dolphin Island Sea Lab. For more information, go to smithsonian.mag for your tickets. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And 6:55, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Dalton, you're looking for a little time off for tomorrow?
Yeah, I forgot. It actually, it snuck up on me. The Storm Area 51.
Oh, I thought it was your birthday. No, it's Storm Area.
I don't care about my birthday.
It's Storm Area 51. They're already getting, there are people out there around Area 51. They said they're already seeing people out there that from and from other countries and stuff.
Oh man!
Do you not have? I understand having interest in things that are unexplained, but don't you have any other hobbies, anything else going on in life that you wouldn't? They had people from the Netherlands, United Kingdom, I think Germany, that had traveled to Area 51 an event that does not. Supposed to be happening.
Well, let me ask you something. We're honest here. When you were a kid, teenager, and say your parents went away for the weekend, and you knew what time they would be back.
Yes, yes.
And you maybe threw a party. I don't know. Did you ever throw any parties while your parents were gone or have people over?
One or 20, yes.
And because you knew when your parents were coming back, you were able to clean up and put everything away. You don't think that if they were hiding anything in Area 51,
no joke,
they'd be able to, since they've known about this for 4 or 5 months, you know, put things in the closet
We're coming to see those aliens.
Yeah.
Here we come.
You need a sneak attack. Come on. If you want to find aliens and what they're hiding in Area 51, jump over when they're not expecting.
Yeah. So, a good point. That, you know what they're going to use now? They're going to go and not find aliens and say, well, they got them out of there before we could find them. All right, 6:57, FM Talk 106.5, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on the way. We'll check in with News 5 next.